today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear sisters, dear brothers, Salaam Alaikum, have a nice time. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Today is very special. Today is birthday anniversary of a great lady, Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her, in Iran, today named as Daughter's Day. Congratulations to all of you, young ladies and daughters of the family. Today, Wednesday, is the first of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of the month of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer congratulations to all of young ladies, Muslim ladies all around the world. Traditions about this noble lady, Lady Fatima Masuma. It is interesting to know that the Imams, peace be upon them all, foretold the birth of this noble lady and her presence in the city of Qom in Iran many years before her birth. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "A lady from my child, whose name will be Fatima, daughter of Musa, will die in the city of Qom. One of the Day of Judgment, this lady will intercede for all my Shia to enter the heaven." Allama Majlisi, one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, narrates from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, "A lady from my children, by the name of Fatima, will be buried in the city of Qom. Whoever visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven." The writer of the tradition says that the Imam Sadiq gave these glad tidings even before the birth of his son, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim, the father of the Lady Fatima Masuma. Since Imam Kazim was born in 128 AH and Lady Fatima Masuma in 173 AH, this speech was made at least 45 years before her birth. Therefore, the good news of her birth was foretold more than 45 years before she was born. Dear young ladies, dear daughters of Muslim families, congratulations on birthday of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her.
Assalamu alaik, assalamu alaik, assalamu.
The names of titles of Lady Fatima Masuma. It has been emphasized in many traditions that the choosing of a suitable name for a child is the responsibility of the father. The recommendation is that if the child is a boy, then the name of the Prophet and the Imams, especially the names Muhammad and Ali, should be chosen for him. And for a daughter, there is no name more suitable than Fatima. The Imams, peace be upon them, due to their high esteem of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, would accord great respect and reverence to the name Fatima, so much so that when one of his companions informed Imam Sadiq that he had chosen the name Fatima for his daughter, the Imam exclaimed, "Ah." Then he said, "Now that you have kept her name Fatima, be careful not to ever curse or beat her." And it was due to this respect that the Imams would name their children by these holy names, and usually more than one child had the fortune to have such a noble name, especially so in the case of Imam Kazem, peace be upon him, who named four of his daughters Fatima. We know that the name of Lady Fatima Masuma was Fatima al-Kubra. The title of Masuma was given to this noble lady by her brother, Imam Reza, peace be upon him. It is worth noting that this title was awarded to her after her demise, and she was not referred to by this name during her lifetime. Dear Muslim, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about one of the daughters of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa bin Ja'far salamullah alayhi, who is well known as Hazrat Masuma salamullah alayha. Hazrat Masuma salamullah alayha, whose shrine is located in the city of Qom, is one of the daughters of the seventh infallible Imam, Musa bin Ja'far. Her given name is Fatima, and Masuma is her designation, description, or descriptive term. In historical books and in hadith and historical books, she's referred to as Fatima bint Musa bin Ja'far, that is, Fatima, daughter of Musa, son of Ja'far. However, for at least hundreds of years, at least within the Iranian and Shiite context, she is referred to as Hazrat Masuma. Masum means infallible, and Hazrat Masuma, the final A or A in Arabic, is a feminine marker. It indicates that she is a very especially a favored lady, that such that she had a very high status before the infallible Imam, the seventh infallible Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, and her brother Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that Ismat, that is infallibility, must have various grades or levels. Of the highest level of grade, the highest level of infallibility can be found in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other infallibles. Fatima Zahra sallallahu alaiha and the 12 infallible Imams. At the same time, we find that such a kind of infallibility isn't expected to be found in Hazrat Masuma sallallahu alaiha. However, next to this, great and exemplary piety, as can be noticed in the life and times and practices of very top-ranking religious people, was certainly available in the conduct and behavior of Hazrat Masuma salamullah alayha. And because of this, she has been referred to as Hazrat Masuma. Thank you.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's
enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
The birthday of Lady Fatima Masuma is a good opportunity for us to reflect on the various dimensions of her great personality, to promote her moral virtues for all the women of the world, regardless of religion and nationality, and a good reason for naming this great day as Daughter's Day. Today's girls are tomorrow's mother. If they are well-trained, they will be able to impart a good upbringing to their children and in turn create a good society. Those who have taken Lady Fatima and Lady Masuma as their role models know that a woman is a manifestation of God's beauty and glory, the symbol of modesty and chastity, and the source of goodness and blessing. And they want to, despite all the propaganda, reach high levels of knowledge and ethics and sincerely fulfill the role of being loving mothers, peaceful wives, and compassionate teachers. A daughter is a special gift of God. Therefore, be grateful and take good care of this great blessing.
So we have to do the ziyarah of this lady. And remember Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam al-Ridha was asked, or he told people, whomever visits my sister al-Ma'suma, because he was still alive when she died. He said, whomever visits my sister al-Ma'suma, then Allah will grant him Jannah, inshaAllah. Sayyid al-Mar'ashi al-Najafi, ayatullah, Mar'aji al-Najafi. He says, one day, one night, I could not sleep. Something happened, I could not sleep the night. And it was cold, winter cold. So I decided to go to the haram of Al-Ma'suma alayha salam, Fatima. But then I remembered, the haram is closed at this time of the night. So I thought, let me go back, try to sleep until it's before Fajr time. Then I can go, that's when they open the haram, and I'll go visit it. He said, so I slept with my hand under my head so I don't go in a deep sleep. So then I can wake up and go. He says, the moment I put my head, a little while later, I went into sleep and I saw Fatima al-Ma'suma alayhi salam in my dream telling me, go and rescue my Zuwar. Go help my Zuwar. He said, I woke up from the dream, from the sleep. I was shocked. What is this? So he said, in that cold, I ran to the haram of Al-Ma'suma alayhi salam. I saw a group of Zuwar. Apparently, they were from Pakistan. Some Zuwar have come. They didn't realize, I guess, the haram was closed that night. So they were standing behind that haram and they were freezing. So this marja, Sayyid Mar'ash al-Najafi, he said, I knocked at the door of the shrine. A man opened the door. He said, he recognized me. His name was Hajji Habib, Agai Habib. I told him, Hajji, these guys are the Zuwar of Fatima al-Ma'suma. And look, they're freezing. So open the door for them, let them get in. He said, no problem, Sayyid, please come on in. So he said, they all went in, they rushed to do the ziyarah. I want to do my wudu and to pray. So this noble lady, mu'minin and mu'minat, takes care of her zuwar. It is the zuwar who go for her ziyarah with sincerity, with ikhlas.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
Eid. La ilaha illallah.
That was all for today's special. Again, on the occasion of birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma, I have a great pleasure to convey my warmest congratulations to all of you, dear friends. Fi amanillah.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.